Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 2, Chapter the 6th, A Happy Life Broken and Then Mended a Bit.
Today, Sir Wearer, I am feeling perky. Not only will my daughter soon produce my first grandchild, but I shall soon finish relating my life story to her idiot husband, Sarquil.
A joyful day indeed, sir.
Then let us celebrate. Sir Wearer, you may have the next 3 seconds off.
Thank you, sir.
How was your holiday?
Most relaxed. Mr. and Mrs. Sarquil, sir.
Oh, thank you, Servwell. You look relaxed, being on holiday.
Sir Philip recently gave me a whole 3 seconds off.
Oh, getting soft in old age, Papa.
Well, I am in a good mood.
Oh, a good mood for you or a good mood for ordinary people?
A good mood for me. So by the standards of ordinary people, I'm still very irate indeed. Are you ready for parenthood, my dear?
Oh, yes, Father, for we have attended pre-birthing classes.
What nonsense do they teach you?
Oh, well, Lily is repeatedly told birth will be incredibly painful, but that it serves her right for indulging in the sin of procreative acts. Well, I am taught how to smoke a large cigar and then hide in the forbidding study until the child leaves home. And we have the latest medical equipment if the birthing is delayed. By simply shaking this rattle in front of the mother's skirts, one can entice the child out.
Dearest, I pray, do not shake it now.
Why not, dearest?
Too late. The rattle has begun the birthing process.
Oh, no.
Then we must hurry to finish my life story.
Should we not hurry to the hospital?
Nonsense. Servo delivers my drinks. He can easily deliver a baby. My story continues now. I had been rescued from a life of penury and drug addiction by my best friend, Harry Biscuit, and his wife, my sister Pippa. And I had discovered something wonderful. The woman I loved and had thought dead was, in fact, alive. And she loved me, too. There was just one problem. Technically, I was still married to my evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent. I consulted the finest legal minds to see if I might annul the marriage.
There must be some way out, please. Oh, on the very last page of loopholes in marital law, it says, no wedding will be deemed to be legitimate if either party turns out to be an evil man in a dress.
I was now free to marry Miss Ripley Fecund. Arrangements were hastily made. Harry and I drew up a guest list.
Will you be inviting Mr. Benevolent?
Harry, throughout our youthful years, he tried to kill us. We finally triumphed over him, and then some years later, he returned from the grave and has spent his time since trying to kill us again.
Class, it's always difficult inviting exes.
Meanwhile, Pippa helped Ripley to prepare.
Dear Ripley, I am so happy for you.
And I am so happy for me.
There was just one shadow on the horizon. Some weeks earlier, Mr. Gently Benevolent had claimed to have summoned a mighty invading army from Mars to help him conquer the world. But as the days passed, even I began to doubt Benevolent's threat. However, an unexpected visitor the morning of the wedding disabused me of that notion.
Mr. Benevolent, what are you doing here?
I just came to disabuse you of any notion you might have that the Martians aren't coming. Because they are. Oh, and thank you for the invitation to your wedding.
Damn it, Harry. It was only meant to be on the maybes list.
Nevertheless, I was happy, as I was finally to marry the woman of my dreams.
Do you, Pip, put that in the bin? Take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, ripely, deliciously, temptingly fecund, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
After the service, we posed for oil paintings. And after 4 days, moved on to the reception.
Oh, look, Pip, a splendid bouquet. Why, it has nettles and thistles and a spray of wrap.